May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Noted and often quite funny author Anne Lamott writes in her book, Plan B, Further Thoughts on Faith, the following. And then the rains began again. I usually welcome the rain when I'm tired and stressed. Rain suggests that you should go inside, rest, try to stay dry. The scent of rain is fresh and earthy, clean and woolly, of leaves and dirt, wet dogs. We get whiffs of our animal smells, sweat, and the secret smells of the earth, which she often keeps to herself. She writes, rain gives us back something that has been stolen, a dimension we have been missing, our body and our soul. Your mind can't give you these. Your sick, worried mind can't heal your sick, worried mind. She finishes up, well, maybe your mind is lovely and pastoral, and you do not suffer from paranoia, hypochondria, a bad attitude, and delusions of grandeur. It rained yesterday, and we needed that rain. Maybe when it rains, you find yourself in such a place. If you are fortunate enough to get a soaking by that long-awaited rain, maybe you feel your soul being refreshed as your physical senses are literally washed from above. If you get caught in the rain, perhaps you recover that lost feeling and memory of what a joy it is to be literally rained upon. I'll never forget the time that I was taking a photography course in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was at the zoo, the Atlanta Zoo. Of course, at that moment, photographers, which I am not, know that they're always supposed to have their camera ready with film loaded. And of course, I was sitting on the bench. This was the days of film, of loading my camera, my Pentax K1000, sitting there loading it as the rains opened up, the heavens opened up, and that moment came when this whole group of school children, little probably first graders in brightly colored clothes, came running through the walkway where I was, with the animals getting soaked, and it was that Kodak moment, and I was loading my camera. They were being literally soaked from above. The rain can sometimes bring us back to the center, place of knowing Christ, and that God is in the kingdom. These immediate Sundays of Easter, we read and hear of the disciples' precarious and anxious state of life. They had witnessed the crucifixion of their beloved Savior, of their beloved friend, their Messiah, and had lost what was their center, Jesus Christ. They had to question if God was in control. And they were struggling to make sense of Jesus' resurrection appearances. They didn't know what to make of it. They were confused and frightened and often locked themselves away for fear of their lives, which had been threatened. We hear in today's gospel that while the disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, They were telling each other these things that they had seen in Jesus' resurrection appearances. And while they're talking about all of these things that has happened over the last couple of days, Jesus comes and stands among them. He joins them on the journey. And he says to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and terrified. And they thought that they were seeing a ghost. If I did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I would not be a priest, or a Christian for that matter. Belief in the resurrection is an essential doctrine of the Christian faith. Yet I am also keenly aware, as perhaps you are as well, that had I been with the disciples at this gathering following the crucifixion, I would have had enormous difficulty believing that Jesus had indeed been raised. So imagine with me for a moment being a part of that conversation on the road when Jesus comes and stands among them and says to them, "Peace be with you." Christ spoke these words because he knew how terrified, how anxious the disciples were, just as we would be. This was not the often watered-down Jesus that our postmodern Christianity has produced. This was the risen Lord. He then says to them, "Why do doubts arise in your hearts?" And we can hear those words with fresh ears today. Why do doubts arise in our hearts? During these great 50 days of Easter, from Easter until the day of Pentecost, we confront the gospel story, the gospel texts that center upon the resurrection appearances of Jesus, and challenge us as well, and confront just what is it that you and I believe about the resurrection of Christ. Poignantly clear from the gospel accounts, including today's passage from Luke, is that Jesus, in fact, did look very different. He was not recognized at first. However, Luke goes on to be clear that this was not a ghost by including the passage of Jesus eating broiled fish with them. And yet the resurrection of Christ for you and for me, as for the disciples, remains mysterious, unexplainable in purely human terms. The famous martyred Archbishop Oscar Romero preached these words, which I think apply here. He said from the pulpit, prior to his assassination, "It helps now and then to step back and take the long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it is beyond our visions. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work." He concluded, "We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs." So if we step back today and take the long view of resurrection, what do you see? Do you see Jesus saying, "Look at my hands and my feet, see that it is I myself. Touch me and see." What God did in the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus is made the Son of God available to us through his wounds. Don't you know that the apostles must have reached out and touched the place in Christ's hands where the nails were, touched his side where the spear had gone into him, touched his woundedness, and by his wounds, their wounds were healed. Can we touch Christ anew today? Can you reach out and touch our Lord's woundedness as he invites you and give him your woundedness, the woundedness that all of us bring from some part of our lives, and have it healed? Can this Easter season be a time that you and I are literally soaked by the resurrection, healed by the wounds of Christ, and center anew your life with this community of faith as we grow on the risen Christ? Amen.